Hello, my name is Frank.
Hello.
I'm calling from Florida International University, and we're conducting a survey on residents' perception of hurricane threats and damage reduction. Could you please help us with a quick survey today?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay, well, thank you. Is your home single-family home, townhome, or apartment?
A single-family.
Single-family.
But we don't have a garage. You know, it's the model next was at an upgrade, so we didn't upgrade it. So we don't have a garage, but it's single-family.
Okay. Do you own or do you rent?
We own.
Thank you. Please tell me, what year was your home built?
2018. 2018. Do you think
that's old? Not at all, sir. Thank you. How many years have you been a permanent resident of Florida?
Of where?
Florida.
Florida?
Yes.
I don't know her, actually. Do you know her?
No. I mean, how many years have you been resident in Florida, in the state, Florida?
Oh, Florida. About maybe 10 years.
Thank you. Have you or any adults in your household experienced any of the following? Tropical storm?
Oh, absolutely. We're in Florida, okay. So, I mean, you get so many hurricanes here and tropical storms, and you know, it's been raining all day, man. Is it raining by you? Because it's been raining and flooding everywhere here.
Okay, and what about the hurricane? Category 1, 2, 3, 4, or 5?
Oh, man, all of them. We've seen every category.
Okay.
Nuts.
Okay. Can you tell me the name or year of the last tropical storm that you suffered?
I think it was Tropical Storm Joyce.
Joyce, okay, thank you. What about Hurricane Category 1?
Category 1. I think Hurricane Andrew was Hurricane 1, no? Long time ago.
Yes. And what about Category 2?
Category 2. I think it was Tropical Storm Paola.
Paola, okay. Category 3.
Oh, boy.
If you don't remember
really
the name, maybe the year.
What's your favorite year?
My favorite year?
Yeah. What's your favorite year?
I think it will be 2012.
2012. You know, I think we did have a category for 2012, actually.
Do you remember the name of that one or just the year?
No, just the year.
Okay. And what about Category 4?
Category 4? I think it was you. You seem like a Category 4 type of guy. I mean, I don't know you, but I'm not sure.
Okay, well, and what about Category 5?
Category 5, I don't know. I'm sorry, I don't recall. How's the weather in the Tortugas? Is it raining right now? Or?
Yes, it's a little bit rainy here.
Figured. It's crazy.
Okay. And have you or any adults in your household live in a home physically damaged by a hurricane?
Not currently. I mean, our previous home was trash. We were homeless for a couple years, but now we're trying to get back on our feet, you know?
Okay, what was the estimated damage in dollars?
$100,000. $150,000.
$150,000, okay.
Yeah, man, back in the day, 1980s, man, you know, you get a rate of 2.9. You remember those days?
Yes. Okay, and can you tell me what were the primary causes of damage to your home? Was it the debris and the wind breaking your windows, wind breaking, damaging your roof?
I don't know what
they're floating, the trees falling.
Everything, really. Everything you just mentioned. Even Deborah in the house. I mean, just crazy.
Okay.
Crazy woman.
Okay. How vulnerable do you feel to damage from hurricane-related tornado or flooding hazards? Do you feel extremely vulnerable, somewhat, or not too vulnerable?
Extremely vulnerable.
Okay, thank you. If a serious hurricane attack your home, how would you prepare? Put your hurricane shutters board up home?
I don't know. We don't have any shutters.
Buy supplies?
I don't know. We don't have any shutters. I mean, do you have shutters? Because, I mean, someone's getting your shutters.
Do you call the insurance company or drive to home of a friend or a family?
Let me tell you, these insurance people are crooks, man. They're just taking all of our money. I don't think they're doing anything with it.
Okay. But what would you do if you have an emergency for a hurricane? What would you do?
If I had emergency, I'd probably go to the basement, with the missus and just have some alone time. I'm kind of hoping we actually have a tropical storm because she never lets me down there. So, I'm hoping for any reason to get down there in the basement.
Okay. And when will you begin to prepare your home for a hurricane? When a hurricane watches issue, like 48 hours, when a hurricane is a warning, 36 hours, or how long will it take for you to be prepared for the hurricane?
48 hours, I think.
48 hours, okay. Thank you. And considering yourself and others in your household, how certain are you that your household will have all the information needed to protect yourselves and your home from hurricane damage? Are you very certain, somewhat certain, or not certain at all?
I think we're very prepared. I mean, remember, it's Gay Pride Month, so, you know, we're always active in all these things. So I feel definitely secured, at least this month. Very prepared.
Okay, thank you. And please select your top three sources of information. Internet, radio, TV, newspaper, family and friends, social media, WhatsApp. What will be the top three for you, sources of information?
I think a newspaper, you know, we still get Deborah to come and deliver the newspaper. You know, we're old-fashioned, so newspapers are top choice. Facebook, and we do a lot of Craigslist, so I would say Craigslist.
Okay, thank you. On a scale from 1 to 5, with 1 being the last prepared and 5 being most prepared, how would you rate your house for prejudice?
I'm sorry, what would I rate the house for what?
Your house from 1 to 5, how do you think your house is prepared for a hurricane? And a scale from 1 to 5.
I'm not sure. I haven't asked it lately, but let's say 5. God, I hope it's 5.
Okay, thank you. How many of these factors impacted your ability to prepare from for a hurricane or a storm? Cost of childcare? Cost of insurance? Cost of food? Property taxes? Transportation? Cost of housing? Or loss of income or employment? How many of these factors impacted your ability to prepare from hurricane?
Lots of transportation, because with all this flooding, I had to get the missus, I had to scoop her out of the van, you know. It's crazy, man. She was so wet when I got her out. I had to dry her up. Oh, my God.
Okay. Any other of the ones that I mentioned, or just the loss of, the transportation?
Oh, and you reminded me. I got to buy more Hanes when I go to Walmart. Oh, man, thank you.
Okay. And is your home located in the floor or evacuation zone?
Evacuation.
Okay. What is the letter designation for the evacuation zone? A, all hurricanes. B, category 3 and above. C, if advised for by authorities. What is the letter designation for the evacuation zone in your case?
By the authorities.
Okay, by the authorities. When will you evacuate? If a hurricane watch is issued 48 hours, if a hurricane warning is issued 36 hours, if a category 3 hurricane or stronger was going to hit your home within the next 24 hours?
I'm starting to think you know something I don't. Is there a hurricane coming?
No, at the moment, no. But I'm just asking in case, would you evacuate 48 hours before, 36 hours, or just 24 hours before?
24 hours.
24 hours. Thank you. If you needed to evacuate...
No, there's no hurricane. We're okay. No, it's no hurricane right now. We're good. Relax. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Okay. If you needed to evacuate, where would you go? To a local shelter, to the house of a family, another location within the state, as far as possible?
I think as far as possible, man. I mean, to be honest with you, don't tell the missus, but I'm trying to get out of here, so I think as far as possible.
How many vehicles are available in your household?
Well, funny you ask that. You know, it's usually two, but then it's just one. Long story. I don't know if you want to hear it.
Okay, so it will be just one, or in this case, just one at the moment?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. We're almost done for the survey. Thank you so much for your time and for your help. What is the dollar amount deductible on your home insurance policy?
On my home insurance policy? You know,
yes.
They're crooks, man. Let me tell you. You know, I mean, they just take all your money. I mean, sometimes I don't even have money to make a PB&J. God, I love PB&Js, man. You know, I think, go on public, I think they buy one, get one. Aren't they buy one, get one? Yeah, no. Check the peanut butter and jelly. I think they buy one, get one. Sir, you still on the line?
Yes, I'm here. If you don't remember the amount, you can tell me that you don't remember.
I'm not sure. I don't think I remember.
Okay, thank you. How confident are you that you could come up with $2,000 for an unexpected hurricane damage?
$2,000?
Yes, $2,000.
I mean, if I go back on the street, I could probably get it in a couple of days.
Okay, so I could probably come up, or I could probably not come up with $2,000?
Yeah. I could come up.
Thank you. How has your home insurance rate changed in the last years? In the last year, it decreased or it went up?
Oh, I think me and you both know the answer to that question. It increased significantly.
Okay, from 1 to 10% or more than 10%?
Oh, more than 10%.
Okay. What about in the last 3 years, 2020, for example? It decreased or increased?
COVID. coronavirus. You know, I don't know if I should get the other booster on that COVID shot. You know what I'm saying? What do you think about that?
I'm not really sure if that is necessary, but, you know, I think maybe we need to have it because that's what medical experts are saying, but I'm not really sure about that.
I got it. So you think I should get the booster shot?
That will be all up to you. I mean, that's what experts are saying, that you need to get it to be, like, prepared for COVID, but if you don't want to take it, it's all up to you.
Okay. I'm going to get it. Thank you.
No problem. So, about the increase or decrease of your insurance rate in the last 3 years, it went up how many percent?
About 5%.
And what about in the last 5 years?
Probably 10%.
Increase or decrease?
Increase.
Okay. And the last one, between 6 and 10 years ago.
Boy, 6 and 10 years ago. Those were the days. I would say about 15%.
Increase.
Correct.
Okay. Thank you. As a result of this increase, what actions did you take? Change insurance provider, increase amount of deductible, decrease coverage, or you didn't do anything?